Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to your house, because you are also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Reading this wonderful story of Zacchaeus brought back pleasant childhood memories of Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and this fun little song. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior came that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down from there. For I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today." Reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting the Bible's great stories of faith is important for children, it's important for youth, and it's even important for us adults who think we know enough already. For by doing so, we increase our knowledge of God's Word, we increase our faith, and we change our behaviors. The wisdom we learn and inwardly digest from the tiny story about a rich tax collector named Zacchaeus begins with us learning that Zacchaeus was short of stature, which, by the way, is politically correct, according to the Little People of America's website. And if anyone is a King James aficionado, it's even politically correct there when it states he was little of stature. By mentioning Zacchaeus' size, Luke is telling us that Zacchaeus had to work so much harder than the average person to see Jesus. He couldn't just stand there like everyone else and see what was going on. So he had to run ahead of everyone else and even climb up a tree to see Jesus. Were Jesus coming to Claremont, would we go to extraordinary lengths to see him? Or would we think, "I don't need to see Jesus. Baptism washed away all my sins, and I'm a pretty good person. I'm not like all those sinners waiting in line and pitching their tents overnight to see Jesus." But I want you to notice that Zacchaeus didn't beat his breast and say, "Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner," as the tax collector we learned about last week did. And yet, Jesus looked up into the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, get out of that tree. I'm going to be a guest in your home today." The reason Jesus responded that way is because he heard and accepted Zacchaeus' silent, heartfelt confession and repentance, which manifested itself with these fruits of repentance. "I will give half of my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Wow. The good news of Jesus Christ touched so deep into Zacchaeus' heart that he was willing to give away not 5%, not 10%, not even 25%, but a whopping 50% to the poor and to pay back the people he defrauded on their taxes a whopping 400% of what he overcharged them, without Jesus needing to tell him to do so. This statement by the Orthodox Church's Saint Nikolai V, I am not even going to attempt to pronounce his last name, sums up Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus. "It's of more importance to the Lord that a person acknowledge and confess their sickness and cry for help in their heart than with their tongue. For the tongue is capable of deception, but the heart is not. It is of more importance to the Lord that a person acknowledge and confess their sickness and cry for help in their heart than with their tongue. For their tongue is capable of deception, but the heart is not." Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, which means he came to find and to save drug dealers, thieves, adulterers, addicts, politicians, and you and me. And what Jesus seeks from us is not an eloquently worded confession that we repeat every week, but a repentant heart bearing fruit, especially the fruit of generosity. Because generosity is one of the many outward and visible signs of the spiritual condition of our hearts, even if nobody knows except you and God. A fellow priest attended the New Wineskins Conference for Global Missions this year, and he told me that what the people said as the gifts were being presented during their worship services made a profound impact upon him. This is what they said as the offerings were presented. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. And this is what we think of you. And this is what we think of you. When we give to the work of the Lord, what we give and how we give our monetary offerings truly does reflect the spiritual condition of our hearts. Just as Zacchaeus' offerings reflected his repentant heart and his love of Jesus. Jesus sought you out and found you even when you were far away. Even if you were up a tree or up a creek without a paddle. Therefore, ask yourself what I've been asking myself this week and are going to continue this in the week to come. Do my offerings to the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost truly reflect my sorrow and repentance for what I have done? And do they reflect the grace, the forgiveness, and the love that I have already received from Jesus Christ? Do my offerings to the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost truly reflect my sorrow and repentance for what I have done? And do they reflect the grace, the forgiveness, and the love I have already received from Jesus Christ? We will now have a moment of silence.